Chatting with Cherubs.
Hello and welcome to episode 69. Welcome to episode 69 of Chatting with Cherubs with me, Josh Jones, and the wonderful
Morgan Rees. How are you doing, Josh?
I'm okay. I've just been eating some melon, and that was nice. And so we're recording in the morning.
Yes, we are.
And so you're the first person I spoke to this morning, and my first speakings were lies. I lied to you this morning.
I know. Should we say what time it is and what time we were starting?
No, we'll just say there's a half an hour difference. But we were supposed to start half an hour ago, and I said, oh, sorry, running a bit late, just got out of the shower.
Yes.
But the truth is, I'd just woken up, and I was just getting in the shower. But then I realised I have to go somewhere straight after this. So, and I had a bit of stubbly bits on my chin, and I was like, right, so I have to shave. So I was late.
White lies out the gate. That's how you're going to start your day. That's how you're going to set the tone for the rest of your day.
I've started my day with a lie. I might as well be back in the closet.
You and all those birds you're shagging on holiday.
Yeah.
I tell you what, we're talking about the running theme of what time we start.
The running theme of me being late.
Yes.
Yeah. I am late to this. Every episode, which is mental because we do record it in my I'm sat in my kitchen.
Yeah.
But I'm late to, I'm never like hugely late. Today was I'm never half an hour late, really.
No, never really.
It's normally like 5 minutes.
Are you late for anything else?
Yeah, everything. So I'm like, the only thing I'm not late for is gigs.
Okay.
Every partner I've had will tell you that I'll leave 10 minutes after we were supposed to. It's probably quite like a selfish trait. But I think people just expect me to be like, I'm never ridiculously late. I'm always just like 5 minutes late for something.
It is viewed as late. As selfish, I can say it as someone that I don't think you're a selfish person at all. The only reason I've been, funny enough, the person I'm dating now at the moment is very late, and that's the one that when it's an on time person and a late person, there's no compromise. You're just as late as the late person.
I'm never late by a lot. I'm late by 5 minutes. Like most times, I'll just be a couple of minutes. Or I'll be late or very much on time, stressed out. Like, I'm ready. Let's go.
I know what you mean.
I was always getting in trouble at school for being late. That was one of my main, because I was on report at school quite a lot.
I was too. I was a really naughty kid.
Yeah, so I was on report at school quite a lot. And but one of my main things was that I was late to school every single day. But that was more because I used to actually get to school a little bit early because I used to sell cigarettes outside of school. Each are free for £1. And I would sell them. But then obviously, like some of the latecomers who were late for school, they're probably more likely to be smokers, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm trying to get in.
That's so smart.
Some revenues, but then I'll end up being late for school. I was late for.
What did you do with that money?
Spent it on cigarettes and alcohol.
You're such a teenager. That's so great to hear.
I used to go Martin's Bakery on the way home and get 4 sausage rolls for £1.50 every day. And then
That sounds like bliss.
I know. And then I had to have a pastry band because I was having 4 sausage rolls every day on the way home from school. And I was having pastry at my mum's house because my mum was always at work. So she would just fill the fridge with like microwavable pies and stuff. So then I was just having pastry for more or less every meal. Sometimes I'd have like, do you like a microwavable pie? I'd just have that for like breakfast. And then I'd get get sausage rolls on the way to school and on the way home. Sometimes I'd have like 8 sausage rolls. And then
I have a hell of an appetite. I was like that as well. I think we spoke about my auntie was a dinner lady, so I always used to go back for second dinners.
I'd love it when you get second. But then I had to, I went to the doctors because I kept waking up with heartburn and it was because I was having pastry for every meal. So I had to regulate my pastry.
You go to the doctors with like a 6-year-old ailment, heartburn. Do you have to go in there for your gout too?
Yeah. But so that was why I was late, because I used to sell cigarettes. But also, I would have just been late anyway. I've just always been a dodger lad. But yeah, I think any ex-partner would tell you that I would normally, they'd be waiting for me to get ready. And it's not like I don't wear makeup. I don't. I don't do anything. I could get ready in 5 minutes. But I also do you know what I like to do when I get ready? I like to sit down.
What are you on about? What do you mean?
Do you know if you're going on a night out, right?
Yeah.
One of my favourite things to do is, I'll get out of the shower and then I'll be in my bedroom and I'll be like, oh, I need to get ready. But then I'll just lie down.
Oh, I do know that, which is why I can't be left in. I can't work in a room where there's a bed or anywhere I can lie down.
No, I can't.
I'm a whore for being horizontal. I absolutely love it.
I love it. I lie down more than anyone I know. I'm always on my back. I'm always on my back. And I love it. I absolutely love it.
Chatting with Cherubs.
Talking about relaxing, you sent me some homework this week.
Oh, I did. So I was thinking that I should send Morgan something, basically, because, you know, we even on the circuit now, we're kind of linked together. Everyone knows that we're not even just because of the podcast, just everybody knows that we're close friends.
Yeah.
And I don't want you being uncultured to make me look bad. So
is that why? Realize this was the motive.
Do you know what I mean? It's embarrassing having a dim friend. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna get you to expand your mind with culture. So each
and it's so wide. It's so wide now because of you.
Yeah, and each week I was going to give you, that's what they all say. each week I'm going to give you a thing that I love that you should watch. So it'd be a film or, you know, an album or a book. Whatever.
Yeah, you've told me I'm not allowed to give you a book.
But then you just said, actually, that's not fair, me just giving you stuff. So each week, I'm going to give you something, and then at the end of this episode, you're going to tell me to listen or watch something, and I'm going to relay back. But yeah, so, because I wanted to bring some culture into our friendship, I told you to listen to the Kelly Clarkson album, Chemistry.
I have. 2023, her most recent album.
Her latest album. Did you listen to the deluxe version or just the album?
Oh, whatever the most recent one is on Spotify. I just listened to that. Yeah. I tell you what, it was quite funny listening to Kelly Clarkson because it was sort of brought back all these memories. A really cringe one from when I was a kid. There was a girl I really fancied. And this was back when you could buy singles on CD. Remember in HMV? Yeah. Used to cost 2-3 quid.
Do you know what I remember having on one of them? I'm like a bird, I wanna fly away.
God, I remember that. I used to love it. But she also did Man Eater, make you want more, make you
feel more. She's versatile. She's the Meryl Streep of the music world.
I think they've always said that about Nelly Furtado, haven't they? But I bought a skill I really fancied that was into heavy metal. But I bought a Kelly Clarkson Because of You single for her birthday. And I even remember it to this day, her giving me such a feigned, Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Cheers, Morgan. Like, God, it's so cringe.
Because of you is like not like a song to give a partner though.
No, but I think I but this
it's
is
like,
another.
Because
but this,
of you, I'll never do all these mistakes that you've done.
Well, this is my problem when it comes to music. I can't hear lyrics. I couldn't tell you what a single song is about.
That can't be true. What do you think I Will Always Love You is about?
Cheese.
No, well, but, yeah. Dolly Parton wrote an absolute banger about goat's cheese, actually. And she was like, I'm trying to cut it out of my diet. I don't want you to be offended, goat's cheese. I love you so much. I will always love you. But I have to let you go. And I...
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, but you must know what's your favourite song?
Oh, I don't have a favourite song. It goes in and out. What am I listening to at the moment? Well, it's like Bow of Hell. I like Bow of Hell. What's that about?
Meatloaf.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't really remember. I can't really remember. And I only really remember, I will do anything
for love,
but I won't do that, which is about anal.
which is why you haven't had any sex.
Yeah. Do you know what song I've always been like? I used to love it. It's Frank Sinatra. And what was it called now? Where it's like, Valentine, my funny Valentine.
Oh, yeah. Not sweet, karaoke, surely.
Yeah, sweet comic Valentine. You make me smile with my heart. That song is basically like, you're my Valentine, but you're fucking ugly. Like, you're so funny that I want to fuck you, but you're minging.
Put this bag over your head. Mm-hmm. Oh, if I had my extension cord, I could play you that on the piano behind me.
If
I wasn't using my phone, I could show you these photos from holiday.
Yeah, I didn't burn the extension cord when I was last at your house. No. Kelly Clarkson.
My favourite songs from the album?
Yeah, mine is mine.
Oh, I put mine. I got two favourites. I got mine. And any guesses what my second favourite would be?
Mine is your first one. I think it might be Lighthouse.
No, it wasn't Lighthouse. I did like it. I did like the album, I should say. It was fun. It was Kelly. Is that an adjective? It was Kelly.
It was Kelly. It's a very good divorce album.
Yeah. God, they do so well, divorce albums, don't they? Yeah. Imagine being that bloke.
Well, do you know what? This album came out, like, as I was really happy with when I met my ex, and I was like, you know how smug I was when we first got together. And I was like,
you were very smug.
And then it got to like September, and it wasn't being as nice as it used to be. And I started listening to the album a bit more.
Okay, wait a minute, jotting it down, putting it at half speed.
That's just.
Do you think it's like one of those ones, one of those songs that if you play it backwards, it's just Kelly going, Josh, what are you doing?
Yeah, leave. But yeah, so my favorite is mine.
Yeah, my second favorite was Favorite Kind of High. I really like.
That is a fucking banger.
Really loved it.
Do you not think I do? Right, I love Kelly, but when she goes, favorite kind of high going through you like a fire, because she sings fire so quick, it sounds like she's saying going through you like a fire a little bit. If you listen to it, it does sound like she's like, you're my favorite kind of high going through you like a fire.
That is is funny.
It does sound like that a tiny little bit, I'm not going to lie.
That is cool.
Yeah, it's a good... But vocally, what did you think of the album vocally?
Oh, is there anyone better than her?
No, there isn't. And
no, she is superb.
Well, because you do karaoke, so she has a talk show, and then every day they do a new song on the talk show. Like every, so they open the talk show with her covering a song, and it's not like her on a karaoke machine. It's like live band every day. They do this 5 days a week. She has to learn a new song 5 days a week. That's a lot. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
She's done hundreds and hundreds of these karaoke's.
I need to, I'll have to, my,
so good.
My friend was in the audience, actually was spoken to her. They did a segment on him.
Who was it?
A friend of mine called Nathan. I'll introduce.
Why did she speak to him?
I think they were doing a segment on catfishes.
Oh, I've never been so angry and jealous of anyone in my whole entire life. What's he done that made him so special?
Well, I think, I should say he wasn't the catfish. He got catfished.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
So I just have to get catfished?
Yeah.
Oh,
get on Grindr. You'll be on the show in about 2 minutes.
I can't be doing Grindr again. Oh, I was on there for a month or so when I broke up with, when we broke up. And
we've all got needs. We're just animal. We're just flesh and bone.
I don't like Grindr though. It's just, for me, it's a bit... Also, like, people know you, so...
Yeah, yeah, I was quite prolific on there.
Yeah. But I mean, that took a second. But I, no, I'm just on Hinge and Tinder. I might go back on Raya, but...
With all the estate agents and personalities. That's all Raya is.
With the business boys. But I don't know. You have to, like, pay for it, and you don't really get much. Like, you can only, like so many people in a day. It's like, cost me, like, quid a month.
Wow. No. Just meet a stranger online. That'll do it.
Yeah. Chatting
with Cherubs. So, Josh, can I tell you just something about yesterday? I've, as you know, earlier this week, had a whopping £1,400 car bill that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So I'm now doing, if I can get somewhere by train, I'm going to train it. So I took my first train in, God, I can't tell you how long. And it was all the way down in Portsmouth, the Wedgwood Rooms. And Southern Rail, everything they say about Southern Rail is absolutely correct, isn't it?
Yeah, mate, this is why you always moan about driving and I always moan about trains. And I feel like you might not think that my life is as hard as yours because I'm not driving.
Yeah. But
being on the trains every single day, traveling this country for this job on the trains all over the country is a fucking living nightmare.
This is
why I don't want to work as much. I'm like, I love gigging, but can it be near my house?
Yeah.
And get someone to drive.
Well, people talk about, like, on the night bus. I've never really had a problem with the night bus. People talk, I've talked about, like, driving home late at night. That's annoying. I don't think people talk enough about the last train home. Mm. The people that are on the last train home. We are, because it's the end of our show. But good, on the last train home it's yesterday,
terrifying.
A man shat himself.
Yeah.
And it just stunk out, and he was just sobbing. And it absolutely rocked. He was just by himself. He clearly had awful diarrhea.
How old was it? How old was it?
About 30. And he was just crying. And just continued to shit himself throughout the cries. Like, ever so often, it would just be...
Was he on his own?
Yeah. But the train was so... The train was so busy, we couldn't go anywhere else. And he was just going... And he just kept going. I'm sorry. And just kept on. He was in a grey tracksuit as well, head to toe.
Did you see it? Did you see it? Was it all stained?
Yeah, like... just horrific. And then luckily, I don't really have a sense of smell, and even I could pick it up. You know, it was so bad. And then there were these two people having sex in the toilet, like just like insanely loud.
Well, is that what gets you off?
Not me, I think them.
No, but I mean that moment. Someone got the shitty potpourri out. Come on, take me now.
Yeah, well, and they were so loud. I've got, what is going on?
I get night trains a couple times a week after gigs. That is mental.
It is crazy.
It's normally just drunk people. You might get someone being quite aggressive. So you just look at the floor. That's like the main sort of vibe.
And I was just there reading my Kindle. Obviously, the phone's on the brink. It's one of those, you just go, you never know until you step on the train, do you? Going, is this one going to have plugs? Is this one not going to have plugs?
I've decided I'm going to do driving lessons when I get back from Australia.
I'll be handy with being back up north, won't it?
Yeah, I'm going to do driving lessons because I don't want to take late night trains anymore.
Yeah.
Chatting with Cherubs. I had a really funny dream last night.
What happened?
Basically, yeah. I had a dream that one of my favourite porn stars...
Do you know them by name? You don't have to say their name.
I know them by name. I'm not going to say the name because they're British.
But it is a big country, Josh.
I know, but still, Jeremy.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So I'm not going to say the name, but one of my favourite porn stars... I had a dream that we were in bed together, and not even a sex dream. It's not a sexy dream. Okay. How embarrassing is this? I had a dream that I was in bed with my favorite porn star, and he was like, we were cuddling, and he was like, I'll give it up for you. I'll give up porn for you. And I was like, no, but it's what makes you happy. And then I woke up like, that's so weird.
Because, that is so weird. Because that could not be further from who you are. No way would you say that in real life.
No, I'd be like, give it up.
Give it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so funny. It's what you love. You do you. Well, you do other people.
Yeah. I was like, it's what you meant to do.
It's what you're made for. Everyone has their calling, and yours is fucking strangers and throwing it on your phone.
But we were just in bed, and he was like, he was like, I'll give it up for you. And I woke up this morning like, that's so sad that I'm having dreams that I'm going to make my favorite porn star stop porn.
Yeah, it's not like somebody that's like an arms dealer and they're going out with someone that works for UNICEF or something.
Well, I'm giving myself a porn ban sort of thing like you did. So I've not watched porn in about 3 weeks. So I don't know if that was what it was.
How's it going?
Yeah, all right.
I found it quite tough. Well, mine was...
It got bad during lockdown. Yeah.
And especially,
I don't think I watch porn as much as you did, though. I only watch it a few times a week anyway.
No, mine got out of hand. Well, not anymore. I don't mind saying that. I talk about it quite openly. I would tell you what I used to be bad at. When I used to get to like a hotel room, there's just something about being in a hotel. My hand still goes for it now, and I have to stop myself.
Yeah.
So I used to just scrolling, or even on Grindr, I used to just lose hours just like scrolling like an idiot.
Being in hotel rooms isn't as fun anymore though, because we've been in so many.
Yeah, it's a bit like sex, isn't it? Yeah. I've been in so many, it's lost them.
It'll always be fun. I hope that if I have a long life, I'm banging till the end.
Yeah, do it. Well, I hope you find an Australian lad so then I can come out and visit.
Yeah. Imagine if I do meet an Australian.
Will you take your douche or buy one out there?
I'm not far. Oh, I don't know. I'm going on Qatar Airways. And we're going through, we're going through Doha, so I might buy one when I'm there.
I don't know. Fair. Yeah.
I've not even thought about that.
Have you thought about anything about it?
I haven't planned. I haven't done anything. I go next week.
Do you need a visa?
Oh, they've done that.
A few. Thank God.
I think they've I'm sure that's been done.
Maybe tech. Can we do a text that's on Monday,
been,
please?
That's all been started. My agent's told me what I just need to put. No, it has been done because he told me I need to go print it off.
Wow. Yeah, so, it's all done. What are you most excited for in Australia and what are you least excited for? Or what are you nervous about? Well, let's end on a high. Tell me what you're nervous about to start.
I'm filming something when I get there, like a telly sort of thing. But I'm going to be jet lagged to fuck. So I'm scared. I'm going to be shit. I'm nervous about that. And then I'm nervous about...
You'll smash that. I've seen your set.
Spiders and snakes.
Which one are you more afraid of?
In general, I'm more scared of snakes. I'm not scared of British spiders. I could pick a British spider up.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother me. But I don't know what sort of spiders. They have poisonous spiders. So I'm more just scared of that. But I'm not really scared of spiders in general, though.
I am actually scared of big spiders. It's when they've got meat to them. I think the one that scares me about is when they leap. When they can leap.
Okay, now you've made me scared. But in general, I'm more scared of snake. Yeah, snakes are the scariest animals in the world, I think. No animal scares me more than a snake scares me. The way they move doesn't look human. I think they might be aliens.
That's what they say about octopuses, isn't it? It is weird how they can just... Have you seen them when they could just dislocate their jaw and like swallow a bowl? Yeah.
No. But I'm going to be in Melbourne. It's the city, so...
Yeah, you'll be all right. Just check the toilets because they come up the toilets.
Apparently, you can get the, like, if you... Hay fever can be quite bad.
But what are you excited... But what are you excited for, then?
Oh, my God, everything. Like the sun. Once I'm there, I don't have to travel for a full month.
Oh.
Like, which is a fucking dream, not have to get on a train or anything like that for a full month. Like that. Oh, God, that just gets me hard. I'm excited to meet comics from all over the world because it'll be like Americans.
That's fun.
Canadians.
That's the one good thing about Edinburgh, isn't it?
Yeah. So, like, I like the internationalness of it all. And also, like, because we go to Edinburgh Fringe, because Edinburgh is obviously in the UK. Like, we're kind of, like, the main, most of the ones there are British. Well, actually, no. But, like, most of the ones we all know, we just talk about with British people.
Yeah.
But I think because we're going to be, like, to be when you're the international one, you know.
I'm with you,
You're going to be like, I'm going to be exotic.
Exotic Mancunian.
I'm going to be exotic. And I've got some friends who are, like, some comedians who are going, I really get on with.
Yeah. So I'm like, you're with a really good crew.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be really fun and, like, some sun. Just a good vibe. Good.
Do you know what Manchester is in Australia?
Yeah, it's like, is it towels or something like that?
It's like that or wardrobe, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like what they call their like towels and stuff like that.
That's so funny.
I wonder if that's because we was an industrial city and that's where they got the towels from.
Most probably it's probably like that thing, like now we call the internet Google or the vacuum Hoover, you know, it's that sort of thing.
I don't get what the references were. Why would
in the fact that you call a range of things the name of one producer of it, So,
oh, was he someone called like Stephen Google?
Well, in the fact that when we say Google it now, we just mean chuck it into a search engine, don't we?
And but we do mean Google. Like, if someone's whipping Bing out, you're like, what the fuck are you doing?
I think I've just
absolute
found a new way.
Predator.
Anyone that doesn't use Google.
Yeah. If someone's using Bing, you're like,
So if someone's using Yahoo Maps to get places.
Chatting with Cherubs.
So, Josh, you're obviously away for a month. It's all coming to an end, but anything to plug?
So when I get back from tour, I have four more. When I get back from Australia, in
Australia,
I've got four more tour dates of this show, Gobsmacked, and then it's done. I'm done. I'm writing the new show, so I'm doing some work in progresses. I know I've got one at McCluncliffe in May. I've got end of April. I'm in Edinburgh doing one at the Monkey Barrel. I'm doing one at the Pleasance in London. I'm going to put all that stuff on my Instagram Linktree. So, have a look on my Linktree for work in progresses. I know I'm doing one in like Brighton and whatever. I'm starting to build up next year's show. So come and watch me try a load of new material. I need some minds for moulding.
And it's going to be brilliant, as all your shows are. Another plug for me, I am on tour this May and June with my show Turning Thirsty. It's going well. I think we've just tipping over into over half sold now. I think I can say that. So fingers crossed. Okay, buy your tickets, because I know if you are leaving it last minute to buy tickets, thank you for still coming. Yeah.
It's a mean, mean trick.
It's a mean trick. But anywho, thank you very much for coming. And also, thank you so much for listening. Episodes drop every Thursday. Get in contact with us at chattingwithcherubs@gmail.com.
Before you go, Morgan, you need to give me what my album art film is to watch.
I would love you to listen to the album by Kim Petras called Problematic.
Okay.
Then we can talk about it next time.
I will do.
Well, we will see you guys next Thursday. Thanks again to producer and editor Matt. We'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Chatting with Cherubs.